Let's look at Jack's third line. If it were up to Stanley, we'd have the wedding in the KTV.
So what he means is, if the situation or the decision was Stanley's decision, then he would decide to have the wedding in the KTV.
Right. If Stanley had the opportunity to decide where the wedding was, it would be in a KTV. So you can also say, if it were up to me, this is what I would do. If this decision were mine to make, this is my suggestion.
And this is a good way to state your opinion about something.
Right. Now, if you want to tell somebody that you're giving the decision to them, you're letting them make the decision, you can say, it's up to you.
Or, if it were up to you, what would you do?
Right. Or, it's up to you to decide.
Now, in the next line, Ryan, his third line, where he says, then I bet he's really good. I bet. Is this a form of gambling?
I bet. It also means to gamble, but here, I think he's using I bet in a more colloquial way. He means, I think he's really good. I assume he's probably really good.
A good example of this is when you go outside your house in the morning and look up into the sky. If it's gray and very cloudy, you might say, I bet it's going to rain today.